with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will soon address a joint session of Congress. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The expected joint session follows days of back and forth between Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer over whether Netanyahu should be permitted to address a joint session of Congress amid harsh criticism over Israel's strategy in its war with Hamas in Gaza. Johnson on Wednesday said he expected Schumer to sign off on Netanyahu's visit after he informed the Senate leader he needed to sign the joint invitation or the House to proceed with inviting the Israeli leader just to the House. Schumer's promised support for Netanyahu comes after he called for new elections in our Middle Eastern ally and declared Netanyahu had, quote, lost his way in a speech on the Senate floor in March. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A U.S. missionary couple was shot and killed by criminal gang members in Haiti's capital who ambushed them as they left a youth group activity held at a local church. A third person also was killed during the attack Thursday evening in the community of Lison in northern Port-au-Prince. The slayings occurred as the capital crumbles under the relentless assault of violent gangs that control 80% of Port-au-Prince. It's been 2 years since the Uvalde, Texas school massacre.
Community members are going to gather on Friday evening at a vigil to remember those killed on May 24th, 2022, when a teenage gunman burst into classrooms at Robb Elementary School and began shooting. Other events have included a bell ringing and a butterfly release at a local church. Earlier this week, the families of 19 of the victims filed a $500 million federal lawsuit against nearly 100 state police officers who were part of the botched law enforcement response to the shooting. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points, the Nasdaq rose 184, the S&P advanced 36, oil up to $77.72 a barrel. SRN News. A Texas megachurch draws a line, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a historic vote at its latest general conference, the United Methodist Church decided to embrace gay marriage. Highland Park United Methodist Church of Dallas says no. Pastor Paul Rasmussen has issued a statement indicating that, quote, "We're going to continue to uphold the traditional definition of marriage in our worship venues. It remains to be seen if the UMC will discipline Highland Park for its decision." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The president of Turkey is criticizing the Eurovision Song Contest, accusing the annual event of encouraging gender confusion and threatening the traditional family. President Erdogan describes participants in the contest as the Trojan horses of social corruption and says his government was right to keep Turkey out of the pan-European pop competition. In fact, Eurovision has been largely commandeered by LGBT contestants and fans. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose in a bounce back from Wall Street's worst day since April. The S&P 500 gained 0.7% to win back all of its losses from earlier in the week. It eked out a fifth straight winning week and is just shy of its record that was set on Tuesday. NVIDIA climbed again following its blowout profit report earlier this week to help push the market higher. Treasury yields were stable after a better-than-expected report on consumer sentiment. The Dow was up 4 points to finish at 39,069. The Nasdaq gained 184 to 16,920. The S&P 500 added 36 points to 5,304. New York oil rose 85 cents. To $77.72 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.